Christian Audio presents Walk, Run, Soar, a 52-week running devotional by Dorina Gilmore Young and Sean Young, narrated by Lisa Larson. Foreword. When I look back at my career, it wasn't the two Olympic Games I had the honor of competing in, or the American record I set in the half marathon, or even running 2:04 at the 2011 Boston Marathon that I treasure the most. Rather, it is a still, quiet moment when I was 13 years old, before any running ever began, when I was looking out the window at the sparkling blue waters in Big Bear Lake, California, that I cherish most. This was the moment when I encountered God for the first time in a still, small, quiet inner voice challenging me to run around the lake. It would have been easy for me to dismiss this feeling as a passing random urge to do something that I always hated to do, run. But there was something about it that captured me. It captured me in a way that made it impossible to let it go. This small encounter with God changed the trajectory of my life forever. The following Saturday, I laced up my running shoes with my dad and embarked on what had to be the world's longest, slowest, most painful run in history. At least that's how it felt to me. When I finally stumbled through the door and collapsed on the couch, I felt like I heard God speak to me again that one day I would run with the best guys in the world, and that I had been given that gift to help and love other people. I would spend the next 20 years of my running career pursuing this vision, beginning a wonderful journey full of exhilarating highs, gut-wrenching lows, and everything in between, experiencing God at deeper levels with each passing stride. In the same way that I experienced God so deeply throughout my running career, I believe He wants you to experience Him in new and deeper ways through your running. Something that has always bothered me about sports is that usually there is only one winner. Only one person gets to stand on top of the podium and say, "I did it," while everyone else is left with the emptiness of not achieving that top step. But this isn't the case with God. Knowing and experiencing Him truly is sweeter than anything anyone could ever achieve, more than any gold medal, world record, or goal reached. He is sweeter. He is true satisfaction. And the good news is that we can all have Him, all at the same time, and have as much of Him as we want. Which leads to the next question that is probably running through your mind. How? We all need guides in life. Guides come in many different forms: family members, friends, pastors, teammates, messages, and books, to name a few. This is one such powerful guide to help you experience God every step of your journey. It will turn your attention away from the lesser goals and toward the greatest goal, experiencing God on the run. My prayer for you is that you will have an experience similar to my own, one that was full of amazing experiences, people, and performances, but most important, encounters with God that mark you for the rest of your days. Ryan Hall, Olympian, author, coach, speaker. Introduction. Hey, friend. If you are a walker or a runner who has had a hunch that running and faith are intricately connected, you're in the right place. If you're a runner who wants to accomplish your physical goals, but also longs for a more personal connection with God, then we need to chat. If you're a runner who deep down wants your training to engage the body, mind, soul, and spirit, this book is for you. If you have ever felt out of breath or stuck in life, I am here to help you find new strength to press on. I can certainly relate. After my husband, Eric Lee, died from cancer in 2014, I wasn't sure if I could ever run again. He had been my coach, my running partner, and my biggest cheerleader for almost a dozen years. He trained me for my first half marathon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?